right here.
Upside on the beat.
Cabana season all summer long. Welcome back to Inside TBT. Big week in the TBT world. Four regional locations announced, including one brand new team and two brand new regionals. More on that in a second. This is a great episode. Going to talk real briefly about those regionals. And then we got an interview with Shelvin Mack from Butler, who's playing on All Good Dogs. And Eric Bledsoe, playing La Familia, Kentucky alumni. That's a big-time guest and a big-time player. Excited to see both those guys in TBT this summer. But let's get into it. Four TBT regionals announced this week. You knew TBT would be heading back to Wichita, where last summer the single-game attendance record was set when 7,202 fans packed Charles Koch Arena for the Aftershocks versus Heartfire quarterfinal matchup. TBT also announced heading to Butler, Indianapolis, a regional at the historic Hinkle Fieldhouse, which will be so cool. The Butler team, All Good Dogs, brand new team. Shelvin Mack, first player announced there. Much more to come. This is the big one. Lexington, Kentucky, playing at Rupp Arena. Eric Bledsoe is in charge of this La Familia team. He'll be leading the charge. Kentucky alumni, Big Blue Nation at Rupp Arena. I mean, this is going to be crazy. Expecting it to be crazy and expecting my expectations to be exceeded at Rupp Arena with those crazy Kentucky fans. And then Cincinnati. The Cincinnati fans have been asking for years, bring it from Xavier to Cincinnati. Well, that's what's happening. TBT will be playing a regional at Fifth Third Arena in Cincinnati, where the University of Cincinnati plays their home games. Nasty Natty gets to play on their home court after winning at the Cintas Center last year and winning that regional over there. So there's your four announced so far. Wichita, Butler, Lexington, and Cincinnati. Let's get a little more in depth on those Butler and Lexington regionals. Let's get to the interviews with Shelvin Mack and Eric Bledsoe right now. All right, joining me now on Inside TBT, Butler legend who will make his return to the Hinkle Fieldhouse court this summer, Shelvin Mack. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. The reason you're on the show is because you've already made a big announcement earlier today. TBT is coming to Butler. I want to start with this. When you heard that this was a possibility, what were your thoughts?
Man, I was super excited. No, I never had a senior. I don't recall my last game being at Butler. I always wanted to get a chance to get back out there and compete with my teammates. I think it's a great opportunity. Then also just have the atmosphere from watching over the past few years with the TBT and the teams going back to college. I think it's going to be great at Hinkle. So I'm glad to get back out there. It's going to be a lot of fun having Ryan Nord. Hopefully give me some dribble handoffs again. Matt Howard setting some picks, crashing the glass. I think a lot of Butler fans deserve this.
It's going to be very fun and very exciting as, you know, names and Butler history start coming out. Not just who's going to be on the court, but who's going to show up, because I know it's going to be a big attraction to former players. Obviously, TBT, we have the Elam ending where every game ends on a made basket.
Yeah,
I think Butler's got a few national championships under their belt if, you know, NCAA tournament had Elam ending. Are you excited to, you know, get to kind of give your sense on how to handle that and potentially hit a big shot like that on the home court?
Yes, I've never hit a game winner in my career. Haven't been part of too many. Joe Johnson one time in the playoffs. I know he plays in the TBT. It's going to be different. No, we played a Butler way, so no, anyone can end up shooting a shot at the end. I know we'll be able to get three stops. That's where we hang our head on at the end of the game. So that should be a lot of fun as well.
So when you think about, you know, playing at Hinkle, playing in front of those Butler fans, you know, what moments at your time there stick out to you where you're like, damn, the fans were crazy at this point?
A lot of times playing in the Horizon League, playing against a Rice State, a Youngstown State. But I remember one game, it was actually against Xavier and Hinkle. It was a Saturday afternoon. We got a win. crowd was turned up, had a lot of fun, and I think Xavier broke the water in their locker room when they left the game. So I remember that a lot, and I talk a lot of smack with one of my friends, Jordan Crawford, who played there at the time.
Of course, of course. Xavier, of course, has a TBT team. You never know what could happen. You never know where they're going to be playing or what's going on. Could see a Butler-Xavier game, but I know you're not, you know, the most knowledgeable in the world about TBT, but there are some good players in it and some good matchups. Is there any player that you would look forward to Butler matching up with?
Hopefully Duke can get a team. We need our rematch. That would be great. But now follow it from a distance, especially playing overseas. I know the overseas team. I know a lot of those guys playing in EuroLeague. So overall, this has been a magical thing that y'all guys have put on, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely, and we are glad to have you and Butler a part of it. The team name is All Good Dogs. Do you think we'll get a Butler Bulldog appearance at these TBT games? That would sell tickets right there.
I'm pretty sure Blue should be there somewhere. He lives on campus. He's treated very well. I think he would be there. That's going to be little Blue Magic, rub his head, get on the court, knock down some threes.
Absolutely. You know, you can't talk Butler basketball without Gordon Hayward. You know, he's the face of Butler in terms of current NBA players. Is it on your short list to get him involved and get him back to Hinkle and back to Indy this summer? Not as a player, of course, but, you know, just being there and being involved with the team.
Of course. You know, he's one of the main guys that put Butler on the map along with some other players as well. I think we have a great chance of him being involved in some format, whether he's the GM. I don't know about his coaching skills yet. So he might be able to put together a good roster. So it's going to be very exciting just for all of us to get back together at one place under one roof and as Hinkle Fieldhouse and be able to go through some drills and play basketball like we did when we was younger.
So the TBT attendance record is 7,202 fans set in Wichita last year. Having heard that number, I mean, feels like a no-brainer that the Butler fans are going to break that, right?
I would think so. Hinkle Fieldhouse having an opportunity to see a lot of Butler Bulldogs in the summer. I can't imagine a better night in Indianapolis than coming out and cheering the Bulldogs on.
Absolutely. You know, some people take their vacations in the Bahamas. I'm looking forward to summers at Hinkle. That's what we're saying for this summer. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. Hopefully we have some AC. Back when we was playing, it was hot in the summer. So I think they got that taken care of now. So should be a lot of fun.
And if you could send, you know, a message to the fans, something, anything you could tell them about why they should come to these games, what would it be?
I would say it'd be an opportunity to see the team one last time. A lot of guys don't play professionally, so the last time they had a chance to play would be at the NCAA tournament. But it's just special for everyone else to go back and get that one last feeling playing in front of the fans, playing at Hinkle Fieldhouse, and just be able to feel that magic. I know the fans supported us a lot through our college career, mine and other players. But like I said, I left my senior year. I never got to feel that magic again.
Well, hopefully you get to feel some Hinkle magic this summer, get to make some shots, hit some big shots in front of those fans. I want to ask you a little bit though. So obviously after your junior year, you went on NBA, had a good career, you know, played other places as well. When you think of your pro career, who are some of the teammates that stick out in your mind that you're like, okay, this guy was fun to play with. This guy I knew I could throw the ball into and he was getting a bucket.
I had a lot of them. I was fortunate enough to play on a lot of good teams. Never really had any headaches with any teammates. Jeff Teague, who's from Indianapolis, is one of my good friends. I enjoy playing with him. Paul Millsap, I still hang out with him to this day. We actually still play pickup here and there, and I'm still able to throw the pocket pass right on time, right on money. So it's always good to get back out there with him. Mike Scott is another guy. He's playing right now in EuroLeague. DeMar Carroll, who's on the Lakers coaching staff. It's a lot of players, and a lot of them come from the Atlanta Hawks team. We went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Those were some fun teams, some fun games. Pretty crazy to think about that, you know, you were a part of those. those crazy teams. Is there a singular game or moment that when you're speaking at an event and someone says, give me your NBA story, is there something that you go to tell?
Really don't have one open for the public. So I have to kind of be quiet on that. Trying to think. I had this question the other day as well. I really don't have anything. I've been fortunate enough never to get left behind, always on time. I would say probably getting traded multiple times while you sleep. That's not a good feeling waking up to. But yeah. Other than that, I don't really have anything too crazy.
All right, final career question for you. We hear all the time from overseas players that the crowds over there are night and day from the NBA crowds. And then, of course, you got the Butler crowds. There's some wild crowds. What is there ever been a moment where you were like, okay, this crowd is rattling me. This is a hard environment to play in.
From a college aspect or a pro aspect?
Either one.
I did play overseas as well. I played for Panathinaikos, played against Olympiakos. I'm pretty sure you see the videos all the time with the flags, shooting fireworks in the middle of the game. That would scare you a little bit. You had the free throw line. You just had a boom. It's like, oh, what's going on in section 113? So that's happened and caught me off guard playing over in Greece.
All right, and then I'll ask you for college. When you were at Butler, an environment where you were rattled, when you were like, hey, we were in the national championship, you know, last year. Hey, we're a really good team, but this is a crowd right here that we're dealing with.
Playing in the Horizon League. You know, when we played there all the time on the road is always tough. You know, being at the top of the food chain, everyone wants to beat you, sold out. When you go to Youngstown, Ohio, playing in Valparaiso, a lot of these places are very underrated. When you have a ranked team come to the house, and it's the biggest thing in town, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of tough games in Horizon League, scraping by a lot, but they used to be honest.
Well, there you go. Final question. I lied. I always say final question. Final question is, I always wonder this about Duke. Do the fans travel? Like, was the national championship game Cameron Crazies? They were loud, or was it pretty evenly Butler fans, Duke fans, and then just general college basketball fans?
I think in that situation, it was mostly Butler. You know, we played seven miles away from Butler's campus, the underdog joy. It was a fun experience. I wish Gordon could just move his shot over a few inches to the left. I have me a championship ring and we don't have to talk about Duke anymore. But that was a great atmosphere playing downtown at Lucas Oil, going to class, just still being on campus and feeling that energy. That was one thing I remember for the rest of my life.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I am very much looking forward to seeing what these Butler fans can do this summer at TBT. Who cares about what the team can do? Let's see what the fans can do to really build some excitement around TBT.
I think we've got a good chance of beating that 7,000 record.
All right. Well, there you go. Heard it here first. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, joining me now on Inside TBT, who's part of one of the greatest college basketball teams of all time, Eric Bledsoe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Andrew? Appreciate you for having me.
Of course. I'm doing fantastic for a variety of reasons, one of them being that you have officially announced that a Kentucky team will be playing in and hosting TBT. Let's start right there. How excited does that get you?
Man, very excited. You know, it feels good to, you know, play again there, you know, Rupp Arena. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. So the team is still up for debate. There's some big names out there. We're circling like vultures trying to finalize that team. We won't leak any information yet. But when you think about playing at Rupp Arena, what sort of emotions start coming up in your head?
Man, first college game, you know, playing with, you know, a lot of great, you know, individuals, you know, great person, you know, great people, you know, getting coached by Cal, you know, Antigua, Rod Strickland, Tony Delt, you know, the list goes on as far as, you know, the staff, you know, going back, it just brings back a lot of memories, man, of, you know, what shaped me and being who I am today.
Absolutely. That team that you mentioned was, I said earlier, one of the best college basketball teams of all time. You had, you know, John Wall, Boogie, Patrick Patterson, yourself, just an awesome, awesome team. When you were there, did you get to really appreciate how special that group was, or has it been more as you look back on it?
It's really been more as you look back on it. I mean, we was young, freshmen coming in, you know, just trying to make a name for ourselves. Obviously, you know, John, you know, is going to be who he's going to be. DeMarcus, you know, as well. You know, Pat was there, you know, previous. And, you know, to see, you know, him, you know, do what he did. Myself, Daniel Oren, Darius Miller, you know, Darnell Dotson, and, you know, DeAndre Liggins. Just the list goes on, man. Like I said, just to see those guys come together and, you know, put, you know, a thing together to where everybody had the ball in their hands at, you know, high school or whatnot, and coming in to, you know, making it all work together, it was something special.
So one of the coolest aspects of TBT is the Elam ending, which the NBA All-Star game has used before, where it's every game ends on a made basket. You know, you play to a certain score. I can't think of a more interesting team to be in the Elam ending than that team we're talking about right now. You rewind back to that team. You need a bucket. Next basket wins. You're talking to Cal. Who's that play being drawn up for?
I mean, normally, you know, talking about the team that, you know, I play with.
Yeah.
I mean, normally John would take, you know, the play would be drawn up for John, but, you know, at the same time, I think everybody would be ready, you know, for the ball and, you know, making the, you know, the right play and the right, you know, and being confident and knock down the shot. So I just think that we had a lot of weapons that you probably had to focus in on, you know, at that particular time.
Have you thought about it all, what it would be like to hit one of those Elam Enders in Rupp Arena during TBT?
I know it would be. I haven't thought of it yet, but, you know, as the time get closer to, you know, actually playing the TBT, most definitely, you know, looking forward to hitting one of those big shots and, you know, just living that basketball moment, man. The game I love to play, just to, you know, hit that big shot. It's like you said, in Rupp Arena. It'll be something special.
So you obviously played a long time ago. Not that long ago. You're still young. You got a longer career ahead of you. But back in 2009, 2010, there was no name, image, likeness. I got a feeling if that was around when you were in school, you would have had some pretty cool deals. Are there any Lexington related places that you would have liked to have an NIL partnership with back in the day?
You know, when I came in, like I said, I wasn't really a big name. So I was kind of growing my name throughout the program and throughout the season. But I definitely, we had this little spot that we used to always go to back in Lexington, a little chicken spot. That would have been good, I guess.
I like it. I like that answer. So obviously after Kentucky, you went on to have an exciting and fun NBA career. Personally, I don't think it's done. I think, you know, the option is still out there of you having another run in the NBA. But when you think back, you played with some incredible, incredible players. Who were some of your favorites to share the court with in the NBA?
Somehow me playing my 12 years in the league. 13
yeah.
years in the league, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. Like I said, I played on some teams like the Phoenix Suns, Clippers, you know, some teams, New Orleans, you know, in my last couple years. Those were pretty fun teams. Milwaukee as well, man. like I said, I had a hell of a ride as far as, you know, in the league, and I don't take any moment for granted. And playing with, you know, each and every one of those, you know, guys on that team, I can always, you know, cherish and talk about, you know, for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Is any part of you playing in TBT to be like, hey, you know, national media, national world, I still got it. You should see what I'm doing in China. This is what I could do for you.
I mean, just a little playing the game, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what I love to do. You know, I just, you know, work out, try to get better, you know, and play each and every day, you know, with that passion. And I got, you know, two sons that's, you know, growing up that I can, you know, pass it down to, you know, and they love it too. So my thing is just keep having fun with it. Just keep having fun with it. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, about the TBT where I can, you know, continue to, you know, build, you know, what I've been doing for a long career.
Do you have a message to Big Blue Nation, why they should come out and support the team, why they should get tickets to come see La Familia?
I mean, for one, it's, you know, we got the best fans, man. Like, for one, we got the best fans. We got, you know, some alumni coming back that I haven't seen in a while. And it's going to be real competitive. And it's in Kentucky. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the fans always come out and show out, you know, in Lexington. So I'm really excited to, you know, like I said again, playing Rook, seeing all those, you know, cheering fans and, you know, see what, you know, what I've been missing. So that's been fun.
Well, there you go. $1 million on the line. Eric Bledsoe back in Kentucky colors in Rupp Arena in Lexington. It's going to be exciting, and we'll have a lot more news on the team coming soon.
Yes, sir.
Backing out early, that's the dish I don't like. Been getting paid since I was riding on the bike. Hit the pedal with the eighth, hopping on the ninth flight. I've been chilling out of sight. I'll be at the bar tonight. Told the bartender, go and take my car to swipe. You try the same thing, but your car get declined. White rappers nowadays, no, we're not too hard to find. I'm so dapper with my ways, I'm gonna linger in your mind. Always told me good things will come to those who are patient. But I've been way too patient, riding bars in my basement. I'm anxious in the real world, it's time for me to say this. The basics, the talent in my mind, I can't waste it. My life is too safe, it's my time for risk taking. I'm baking my mind every day, it's the same ish. My grind needs to get a new facelift. Coming from the underground and busting through the pavement. Rock with it and lean with it. My team winning, my team winning. Now rock with it and lean with it. My team turn up when I spit it. Now rock with it and lean with it. My team winning, my team winning. Now rock with it and lean with it. My team turn up when I spit it. Don't think that I'm playing because saving the game, and I said that I will be more because, oh yeah, that is so raving, racing and pacing around all these lames in my lane, out my way, unless you're trying to pay me. Not from the playpen, it's coming from the jungle. When you hear the bell, you better be ready to rumble, because I'ma grab the gloves and I'm gonna flex my muscles. Go ahead and spit some bars, but you're probably just gonna mumble. A lot of rappers these days really need to get them humble, because they think they at the top, they better stop before they stumble. Because I'm swiping all their biddies while they swiping right on Bumble. And your girlie calls me daddy, but she only calls you uncle. But no, we not related, homie, no, we not some fam. You never get in clubs, you can't even